Thank you for calling the Business Plan Experts. How may I help you?
Is Brian in?
Let me try his line for you. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Patrick with Cardiff.
Thank you. One moment, please.
Thanks.
New projects, this is Brian.
Hey Brian, it's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
With who?
Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, Bank of Cardiff. Great, today? Go.
What was that?
Very good, thank you very much. Is Michael in?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I'm
What can I do for you?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke a few months back about some equipment and capital. You said check back around August, see what you guys are doing out there in Portland.
Okay, I don't remember. So what can I do for you?
Just looking to follow up on that conversation we had. I know it was real brief at the time, but just checking back in, see how everything's going for you guys so far this summer.
I have no recollection of the conversation. So can you tell me what we're talking about?
Yeah, I initially called you to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that we mailed out. It was about some equipment and capital.
Oh.
When we talked, yes. You said to check back around August and see what you guys are doing.
Sure.
How's everything been going for you guys so far this summer?
Good. We're doing good. We're having a good summer. What's up?
That's good to hear. No, yeah, just following back up, seeing if you guys, were looking to bring on any equipment or capital. It was initially a pre-approval for $250K.
Yeah. Is that against our merchant account or something, or how is that financed?
What do you mean? How is that financed?
Well, I don't know. You said, yeah, 250 in capital, I could buy a new domain and do some stuff and bring on some new servers and stuff.
Yeah, right, right.
How does that work?
What we do is we basically take a, percentage of what you did in your gross sales, and we can unlock that for you as, unsecured cash. So, to give you a better idea, what did you guys do in sales last year?
About $2 million.
Okay, so we'd roughly be able to free up about probably $200K, if you could use that for some capital. And then, other than that, we also do finance equipment. So you did mention update servers and, buy a new domain and whatnot.
Right, yeah, we kind of need to update some of our desktop equipment and stuff like that. And
With Masterplan, right?
Interest rate. Correct.
It really depends. For the equipment, we have a bunch of different programs. It really just depends on what you do qualify for, so.
Okay, so I assume there's some sort of qualification, paperwork, etc.
It's just a one-page application. Very simple, straightforward.
Can you email it to me, and I'll fill it out and send it back to you, and then we can figure out what we qualify for, because I would really like to buy some new servers and a phone system.
No, yeah, definitely, and I actually can fill out some of it right now if you have time. I can ask just some generic questions about the programs that we do offer.
Sure, great.
How long have you guys been in business? Are you the 100% owner for you guys too?
I'm 100% owner. We've been in business for 12 years.
12 years, and did you start the company up yourself?
Yes, I did.
How'd you get in the industry too? Did you start it all up yourself, or previous experience, or what?
Yeah, I went to business school, and then somebody asked me if I could help them with a project. I said yes, and away we went.
Nice.
Started with a $10,000 credit card.
Oh, wow. And nice. That's, you know, quite the accomplishment right there, huh?
Thank you. Yes.
Well, do you go to school out there in Oregon, too?
Yeah, Portland State.
Oh, really? You went to Portland State?
Mm-hmm.
I actually went to Eastern Oregon over there in LeGrand, if you are familiar with that.
I am familiar with LeGrand. I grew up in Bend, which is closer to LeGrand than Portland, but
yeah,
your guys' football team was our nemesis in high school.
You know, I actually played against Portland State back in 2013, I want to say it was. But yeah, we opened our season against them. It was pretty cool. Played down in...
the Vikings kind of... I only went to graduate school at Portland State.
PSU,
I went to undergrad at Lewis and Clark. I wasn't a big Vikings fan, but because I was just going there for my master's degree, but yeah, cool.
No, that's cool. I mean, they're pretty good nowadays, so, you know, something to represent.
They play Oregon every year, and they lose every year.
They're getting better though. They got a good program and a good coach, and you know, they're really coming up. I mean, there's a bunch of kids out there in Portland, you know, so many to choose from.
Well, there's a lot of I mean, people don't understand that Portland State is actually the largest university in Oregon.
Yeah,
it's,
I know,
bigger,
right?
It's bigger than U of O. It's bigger than Oregon State.
Yep.
They just don't focus as much on athletics as academics.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. But yeah, I got you a little off topic, but yeah, small world, pretty cool. You went to Portland State there.
Yep.
And then yeah, just a few more questions too. What's your credit like?
Yeah, I would say medium to shitty.
That's all right too. When's the last time you checked?
I mean, I weathered the 2008 storm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last I checked, I'm like a 660.
All right. I mean, that's not too bad. We do have, you know, programs that do range from, you know, A to D for the credit tier. So, you know, even past bankruptcy. So, you know, we do have a few different programs that, you know, we can get you into.
I bought a house in 2006 for $750, and did a strategic foreclosure to let it go, and that kind of bummed me. That's about it. But the business is solid. So.
Well, that's good. I mean, you guys have been having a good year so far.
Yeah.
What is it that you guys...
Go ahead.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
We migrated our business from pure entrepreneurial stuff to now about 64% of our business is immigration. So now that we do immigration, that makes up about 1.1 million of our business, and that's really recession-proof because it's more about rich foreigners wanting to become American versus how America feels.
Okay, right, I see. Yeah, I was just going to, you know, ask just, you know, to expand a little bit more on what you guys do. I know more like, you know, business plan writing and, you know, consulting.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, and then
But now about 64% of that now is international instead of the United States, so it doesn't matter if Donald Trump becomes president.
Well, that's good for you guys, right? I mean, shouldn't have to worry about any of that,
totally,
you know, economic.
No, we don't have to worry about that. It becomes more about people who want to come to the United States more than about people who are here thinking they're going to start up the next mom and pop restaurant.
Right. Well, yeah, because, I mean, we do hear that quite a bit over here on our end with, you know, the election and the current state of, you know, everything.
Well, Hillary's the next president of the United States.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. That deal is done. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, it doesn't matter. That deal is already done.
I agree.
That's $100. She's the next president of the United States.
Yeah, I'm not, I wouldn't take that bet from you. I think it's a little bit you know, hard for anybody else to win no matter what happens.
Yeah.
But a few more questions for you too. What are you guys on pace for this year? I mean, how's you know, everything been looking? I know you mentioned it's been a better year for you guys so far.
Yeah, we're probably looking right now. We're doing about $10,000 to $15,000 a day in fees, so we're probably going to pace right around $2.8-3 million.
Oh, nice. So, you know, quite a big jump then.
Well, from last year, but not from 2006 when we were doing $7 million easy.
What was, what changed from that? Was that just, you said that was 07?
Economy.
Oh, that was when the recession, everything?
Yep. That's when everything kind of hit us and people lost enthusiasm about starting their own business, but I've done a good job of shrinking payroll, so we were looking at $100,000 a cycle in payroll, and now we're looking at about $22,000 a cycle in payroll. So
nice. Just minimize a lot.
And rent went from $15,000 a month to now we're paying $2,200 a month. So I virtualized the company a lot. So
oh, nice.
We're
nice.
Using technology more than floor space.
Oh, nice. That's a good move for you there too. I'm sure you're saving a lot on that.
Yeah, we are.
And then
$13,000 a month.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good deal for you. Just to get back to, what it is you were looking to do, too. That equipment, what specifically, and, do you have a ballpark for the price on that?
Yeah, so now that we're virtualized, what I'd like to do is buy the equipment for about 150, I have a quote, it's about $153,000 to virtualize our phone system and our servers and some of the people's remote desktops to make it more sustainable.
Okay, it's kind of a upgrade and
people
everything.
People are using like Windows 7 old stuff and upgrade everybody's equipment.
Yeah, what are you going to upgrade to? Are you guys going to stay with Windows or move over to like Apple or?
I don't use Apple for real work. I just use it to dick around. So I have a MacBook that mine is fine, but I like to keep everybody on Windows because all our clients send us everything via Word and Excel and Excel. And
right. And yeah, it mixes it up.
Our file system is on Windows and Excel.
Windows.
So it's like a new, and we're hosting someplace, so I'd like to unhost it and buy our own server and do co-location and that kind of thing.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, better, to stick with the Windows on that, right?
Yes.
And then you said you had a quote for that?
Yeah, it's about $153,000 for all 15 employees to be upgraded, plus the server upgraded, plus the phone system.
And that's, the just grand total for all that, right, just combined?
Yeah, and I don't even know if that's a fleecing or bullshit, it's just the one quote I have.
Right, that's fine. Who is that with, too? That quote.
It's a company called Pavlicon.
Pavlicon?
Yeah.
And then how long ago, was that quote given to you? Like, is it pretty fresh?
Yeah, it's like 3 months old.
Okay, and then just kind of been waiting around to, pull the trigger on that?
Well, I don't have the $153,000, like, just sitting in my lap right now. I wish I did. Then you and I could go to Jamaica or something. And
not come back to work?
I don't have it. Yeah, well, I have to go back to work. But the point is that I've been thought about getting a loan through U.S. Bank because I would probably qualify there. I've been with them for 14 years, But if you guys are better and good and then can offer a good rate, then I could do it that way.
No, definitely, yeah. We could help you out a lot better than, them as well. Is that who you, typically bank with for the business?
Yes.
Yeah, we actually had a UCC filing with them from the company, but yeah, I mean, we have a very fast turnaround, so we can get you some actual numbers, within 24 hours, and then with the clean process, about 48 hours for funding. So I know you don't have any real pressing, deadlines and
no,
whatnot,
I'm not
but
for cash or anything, so it's not.
No, just letting you know, cash. How we work, but. Yeah, I mean, just that. Then also, we have about a 9 out of 10 approval rating, A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. So, we do have a lot of programs, and probably can help you out. Get that what you're looking for. When were you looking to do that too? Do you have a deadline, or just kind of shopping around?
I'm not shopping at all. You called me. I'm just if you can offer me something and then let me put it in a spreadsheet and say, hey, you guys would be a good opportunity for me to continue to grow my business, and you're saying, hey, here's a interest rate and here's what we can do for, let's call it $150, then I would be interested. But
No, I mean, you don't
email it or fax it over to me.
Yeah, I'll shoot you an email right when we get off the phone. But I mean, you don't have a deadline to get all that done, you know, on for the business, right? You guys don't have to get it done, you know, by the end of the year or anything like that. I meant the whole shopping around part by, you know, you just kind of see what's available.
I'm not shopping for the money at all.
Right. But no, that's what I'm trying to say to you.
There is some lure to the fact that I could do this nowish and get it signed and get the funding done, and then I can help my employees and my equipment and everything if the interest rate is right, and then they become more productive and we continue to move the way we're going. So I can do that, but timeline, I mean, I would like to have it. I'll give you one because I know what the sales call is about. Because I'm a professional sales trainer. It's about getting an upfront contract about what you want from me. So I get it. But I would say I'd like to get it done by, let's say, September 15th.
Okay, so yeah, you got definitely some time to work with that. I'll shoot you over the app right when we get off the phone.
You're gonna need some paperwork, or you need some stuff, or you need some things.
Yeah,
I'm okay,
it's cool too, and you know, I'm glad that you understand the process. But we do like to keep it very simple and straightforward. It is just that one page app. Well, you said you had the quote, so if you just want to attach that too, and then along with that, we just require it would be a February to last month for the business bank statements, because we do base it off of the sales. And then just a copy of your most recent tax return, so we can get the ownership breakdown as well as the sales too.
Okay.
So yeah, I think it's just the cover page from that TR, and then the ownership breakdown page. So you know, you don't have to send the whole thing over.
Sure.
And then I'll shoot that over. What's a good email for you?
It's really easy. It's Brian, Bryan. At masterplans.com.
Perfect. All right, I'll shoot that right over, and then when can I expect that back from you?
By the end of the week, so let's say Friday.
Okay, perfect. If I don't get that back on Friday, I'll give you a call maybe Monday next week, see what you guys are doing out there.
Absolutely. Give me a call.
All right, Brian, have a good rest of your day, and I'll look forward to getting that back from you.
Yeah, one thing.
Yeah, what's up?
Draw the uhs.
What's up?
Drop the uhs.
All right, I gotcha.
As a professional sales trainer, just drop the uhs.
No, it's fine. So it's fine.
When you call somebody, you say just drop the that's my little gift to you today, and just work on it.
All right, I'll do that for you.
All right, have a good one.
You too, Brian.